RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews The Book of Life, now playing in area theaters.
We've seen animated films set under the sea, in African jungles, India, and the Australian outback, but never somewhere as alive and as color-saturated as Mexico. The Book of Life feels quite exotic, even though its inspirations and art are just next door. In this global and interconnected era, I suppose it is about time a Mexican fairy tale, complete with Mexican traditions, culture, and its people, find a place on the big screen. Mexico is usually the domain of desperados, revolutionaries, and even Three Amigos, but perhaps The Book of Life will have audiences expect a different sort of story from the South. Writer and director Jorge R. Gutierrez uses the Mexican Day of the Dead as an important story device. It is not just the setting, but it establishes the film's mythology. On the Day of the Dead, Mexicans visit the cemetery to remember and commune with their loved ones who have passed on. As long as they are remembered, the deceased enjoy a non-stop party in the land of the remembered. But if no one in the land of the living remembers them, then they become vacant shells and zombie-like in the land of the forgotten. Two Prince Charmings from the town of San Angel vie for the hand of the fair maiden, a standard setup from an animated film. Yet, neither of these boys are superheroes with any special powers. Joaquin, voiced by Channing Tatum, is physically strong and cocksure of himself. Our protagonist, though, is Manolo, voiced by Diego Luna. Manolo is a bullfighter who cannot bring himself to kill bulls, and would rather be a guitar player in the local mariachi band. The object of their desires, Maria, voiced by Zoe Saldana, is just as adept as the boys. She is as physically able as them, and is one of the more independent animated film princesses. Joaquin and the majority of the town think hero and protector mean who has the fullest mustache and the grandest chest full of arbitrary medals. Manolo is clean-shaven. I think even the town nuns have mustaches. Unknown to the love triangle, however, they are being watched and wagered upon by meddlesome deities, some more intrusive than others. La Muerte, voiced by Kate del Castillo, and her evil husband Xibalba, voiced by Ron Perlman, make a bet on which gentleman will end up marrying Maria. Xibalba, without a shock to even the tiniest toddler in the audience, does not play fair. La Muerte is the guardian of the land of the remembered, and it looks like a great place to go when you die. All of your relatives you remember are there, and even the ancestors you only heard about. An eternal carnival atmosphere runs the place, and there are all-you-can-eat churros. The third god wandering around is more neutral arbiter, the Candlemaker, voiced by Ice Cube, who offers some jokes only those of us over 30 will truly understand. He has a great line about today being a good day. Wink, wink. Audiences have never seen anything in film resembling the design of The Book of Life. Inspired by Mexican folk art and Latin American folklore, the characters appear made of wood. The men are enormous squares up top, supported by minuscule wire-like legs underneath. The women are mostly Barbie figures with large chests and minute waistlines. The music is also pleasantly unexpected. While there are a few original tunes scattered throughout, The Book of Life's raison d'etre is not to sell soundtracks full of poppy singles, which make kids hit repeat 99 times. The music is Latin-style song covers of Mumford & Sons, Radiohead, Biz Markie, and Rod Stewart. If The Book of Life were just about aesthetics and design, it would be one of the year's best animated films. But the story is the millionth iteration of a boy trying to get the girl, just with some very intricate and exciting Mexican packaging. The supporting characters are amusing, the jokes are funny and frequent, and I recommend families open themselves up to another culture's animation. Just don't expect a new story to come along with it. That is why I give The Book of Life 3 out of 4 stars.
The Book of Life is rated PG, now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, and Movico Palm Harbor 10. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com. RadioSaintPete.com.